Hello and welcome to How to Create a Website the Right Way for Beginners, Part 6. And you can see I traded out the old background I had for one that I poured some awesome sauce on. The other one was really kind of yuck. This is much better. And it's still not too distracting, but it's a lot more creative. And I made it in fireworks here. You can see it right there. Let's go down a little bit. I got some ipsum lorem sitting on top of it. Lorem ipsum. Which I generated in fireworks. If you go to, which one is it? Text, I think? Commands, maybe? Text? Lorem ipsum right there. Commands? Text? Lorem ipsum. You ever need lorem ipsum for Dreamweaver? Or fireworks? There it is. Or you can go online to the lorem ipsum website and grab it over there. But I'm going to use that in just a second. Actually, let's go ahead and take it. I'm going to grab all that, Control-C. Now let's go into Dreamweaver, and I had somebody on YouTube was asking when I'm going to show how to push this content off of the left edge and give all of this some cushioning and make it look nice. I'm going to do that right now. So as you can see, if we go into the code view, I'm using a bunch of break tags to add space, add height, to show that the body section auto adjusts its height. So what I'm going to do now is stick a div tag around this content where it says I poured awesome sauce on my background. I'm going to change that content to what I have in my clipboard, the lorem ipsum. And there we go. Now I'm going to put a div tag around that lorem ipsum. See how it's all snug against the side there? I'm going to put a little div tag right around there. And down here after the period, close it off. Now in the div tag, I'm going to set style margins. Margin left. Maybe 16 pixels. And then margin top. Maybe 8 pixels. Control S to save the file. FTP it up to the web, and let's go to the web page online live and refresh and look at what we have here. So you see it auto adjusts to fit the content. Now we have the content pushed off of the edge as much as we want, as many pixels exactly as we want to set it, and exactly off the top. So I'm going to set this to maybe, I don't know, 20, get it off that edge some more, and off the top a little bit more, maybe 10. If you want to set the height of that div, you can do that too. Let's do that. HGIGHT colon maybe 500 pixels. Control S, FTP it, and you'll see now that you have a div that's going to set a definitive height to your page. You don't have to use paragraph tags or break tags to put extra padding and space in the page there. You can set a definitive height using a div tag sitting within that cell. And you can also pad it. You see all those sections where the margin top and the margin left is holding that div away from the edge. Okay, so if you're interested, stay tuned for part 7 where we're going to set up the site navigation, this header, and make sure this big green thing that people would just instinctively want to click. We gotta make sure that is an active link that goes to the homepage. Okie dokie. Goodbye for now.